Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
In today's first reading, taken from Genesis chapter 2, we hear the Lord say that he placed Adam in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and care for it. And then God gave him this command. He said, "You are free to eat from any of the trees of the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. From that tree you shall not eat. The moment you eat from it, you are surely doomed to die." He said, Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17. So God gave our first parents dominion over creation. That's part of what it means that they were created in the image of God. It means that they had dominion over the earth and the sky. And they were also instructed to have dominion over themselves. How is that? By obeying God. Obedience to God is the source of true freedom. And to obey God is to love him. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments," he said in John 14, verse 15. Actually, obedience was easy for Adam and Eve because they had what's been called, the church has called, original holiness or original justice, meaning that they didn't have any disorder inside of them. Their bodies and their passions were perfectly obedient to their reason, and their reason was enlightened by God, and they lived in his grace. Plus, they didn't have any of the experiences of worry or fear or stress or anxiety. They didn't have any bills to pay either, right? So they didn't have any real difficulties. Their test of obedience was that they had to let God be God instead of trying to be God themselves. They had to trust him, and they had to live in dependence upon him, knowing that whatever God commands us to do or not to do, it's always for our own good. Sadly, Adam and Eve failed their test with cold, calculated disobedience. It was cold and calculated because there was no ignorance on their part and no real pressure to disobey either. There was temptation, yes, but the temptation was external. It wasn't internal. It was the serpent outside of them tempting them. It wasn't any disorder inside of them that was tempting them. That's why their disobedience was so tragic. The question of obedience is always tied to the question of freedom in general. And for us, freedom is the ability to choose to do good or to choose to do evil, or to choose to do something good or something better. God is also free, but he can't choose to do evil. He cannot do that. Why? Because evil is a privation or a lack of good, and God can only do what is good. So God's freedom is actually more perfect than ours. Since evil's an imperfection and God is infinitely perfect, evil is always incompatible with him. With our freedom, we are always called to discern what is good and evil, but we cannot make something good or evil. Whether an action is good or evil depends on whether or not it's in line with God's law, which is found in the natural law and also in divine revelation. And any appeal to conscience that we can make at times when we choose to do something or not do something has to be an appeal to an informed conscience, meaning one that's properly formed. Otherwise, the appeal to conscience itself becomes a temptation to moral autonomy, meaning that we think we're the ones who determine what's right and wrong, what's good or evil. And that was the temptation that ensnared Adam and Eve. It wasn't a question of just having moral awareness of right and wrong. No, they wanted to actually determine right from wrong. And God called them out on it, and justly so, rightly so. We say it many times, we've said it before, that love means saying yes to God and no to sin. And because our first parents inverted that formula, they said yes to sin and no to God. God, we can say, he showed them the door, or he showed them the gate, as it were. He kicked them out of Eden. God is good, we know that, but we also need to remember God is not a pushover. He's not a pushover. Interestingly, the Septuagint Bible, which is the Old Testament translated into Greek from the Hebrew, the Septuagint translates the Hebrew word garden, which is gan, as paradisos, paradisos, which is actually paradise. That's where we, it's what we call Eden, the garden of paradise. So before the fall, man did live on earth in the paradise of God, enfolded in the blessings and the peace and the joy of God. And then they were justly kicked out of that garden for bad behavior. What did paradise, when did it reopen for us? It reopened its doors on Good Friday when Jesus in Luke 23 verse 43 said to the good thief on the cross, you remember what he said? He said, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise, paradisos in Greek, literally in the garden. He said, today you will be with me in the garden, he said to the good thief, in God's eternal heavenly garden. So through Adam and Eve, we lost one good garden, and through Jesus Christ, we say we gained an even better one, right? We gained a garden whose flowers and whose beauty will never pass away. And the call of our Lord today to us is very simply to not look for paradise on this earth. To not look for paradise down here. So many people make that mistake. Not only do we disobey God, but at times we try to live as though all of our blessings and all of our happiness and security is to be found down here somewhere, or in something, or in some person. It's not to be found down here. Yes, we are called to make the world a better place, but primarily the way that we do that is by becoming saints, by becoming the persons that God created us to be, by regaining to the extent that we can the dominion over ourselves that Adam and Eve forfeited. And we can do that because our Lord has regained for us the grace that we lost through our first parents, and he's also opened the doors to even greater blessings for us as well. So let's ask Our Lady today to help us detach our hearts from the things of this world and to attach our hearts more to her and more to our Lord and to the heavenly garden as well, where they are waiting for us with open arms. But to return to what we said before, in order to get to the heavenly garden, you have to obey. You have to obey God's will and keep his commandments. Praise be Jesus and Mary.